Welcome back in the zone, 10:34. Justin Akre joined by the little chickie, Christina LeCure. Jeez Louise.
But you know what's funny, though? How he's like, oh, I just tuned in late, but it's like he had listened every day, but I've been on here since, what, January?
Oh, I still get, where'd Nathan Christian go? So, believe me, I've been there. Yeah, Christina's here. She's our resident Canadian, in case you're interested. Little chickie. What's amazing about that, actually, is how Basil disguised his voice to sound like Joe Redneck.
That would be kind of funny.
It is very funny. Let's go to the Revolution Hotline. There is a cycling group that is rolling through Little Rock, and not just any cycling group, the 2013 Livestrong Texas 4000. The 4000 means they're riding 4,000 miles.
Yeah, that's a little long.
It is, indeed, but it's all for a good cause to help fight cancer. And Natalie Carreno is joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You got to roll the R's.
Yeah, good luck with that. I can barely speak English, Natalie, so don't take offense. I tried really hard.
It's all good. No worries.
Okay. So how many folks, you started in Austin, you're headed to Anchorage, Alaska, which is beautiful this time of year. Talk to me about how many folks are involved in this and what exactly the goal is.
Sure thing. There are 69 of us riders, all University of Texas students, undergrad and graduate students, and we just are riding for this cause for the fight against cancer, hoping to find a cure so that one day nobody has to suffer with this dreadful disease. So by riding, we hope to inspire people and spread our mission of hope, knowledge, and charity throughout the state of the U.S. and Canada and Alaska.
So you're raising awareness and you're trying to raise money as well?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. So does everybody ride all 4,000 miles, or is it broken up between the 69 kids?
So we say 1,000, but our actual number is about 4,600, a little bit more for our route. There are 69 of us, but we're split up into three routes. One goes through California. That's called the Sierras. One goes through the Rocky Mountains, that's the Rockies, and then our route is the new route this 10th year of Texas 4000, the Ozarks route.
Okay.
So,
You don't exactly have a flat route option there, do you?
Yeah, who got the lucky route to get to go through the Rockies? I think that one will end up, it says that you're going through my hometown, Edmonton, and that's got to be the Rockies route.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be lovely, but I don't know that that's an easy ride.
No, that's probably the most brutal one of them all. Are you kidding
me? Although these Sierras are no treat as far as riding goes. So what kind of training goes into this?
So before we get in about 18 months before we actually ride, and that's when we're doing all our fundraising and also our training. We got our bikes about November. And then ever since then, we've been doing Saturday morning team rides. And then there are also rides that go on during the week. And we have to do 1,500 miles before we can actually come on the ride. Mm.
And do you have, like, a caravan that follows you around that you guys, like, sleep in and eat out of and medical and all that?
Right. So we have our vans that carry all our stuff and, of course, have room just in case if we need to drive anywhere. In case road conditions become unsafe or anything like that. We also have a trailer that pulls all our luggage and stuff. And then as far as housing goes, we have a travel team that was setting up in those 18 months. So whenever we reach a town, we usually have somebody who hosts us, or we also do some camping. So we can be anywhere from a school, from a gym, a church, or outside camping. It just depends what we have figured out.
Natalie Carreno joining us, the Livestrong Texas 4000 rolling through Little Rock. So what are your other stops in Arkansas along the way?
Those are actually, so we were first in,
Jackie.
Just want to know where they're at.
Sorry, Hot Springs. We were Hot Springs, okay. And now we're heading to Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Staying in Conway tonight.
Okay.
Oh.
Going to Clarksville.
Yep.
Then Eureka Springs.
Okay. Are you guys riding highways, or what kind of roads are you on?
No, occasionally we do have to, but usually it's all back roads.
Okay.
And some bike trails.
Okay.
Well, where are you guys staying in Conway tonight?
Where are we staying in Conway?
Has to ask.
We're staying with a host family.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's it's a great cause. Now, I have to ask, I mean, obviously, you know, Lance Armstrong was, you know, he's associated with cycling and certainly beating cancer, and there's a lot of positive with that story. There's also been some negative with that story that's come out. Have you guys gotten any negative backlash at all with being associated with that with Livestrong?
No, not at all. The Livestrong Foundation does a lot of great things, and so we're great to be a part of it in this fight against cancer.
Well, that's great. We appreciate the effort, and certainly thank you for coming on and helping to raise awareness about it. Good luck on your travel. Have you ever been to Alaska before?
No, never. Okay. I'm excited about it.
What'll be good? The good thing there is you can ride at night if you want to, because it's pretty light up there in June this time of day. It never gets very dark up there, so that'll be nice. Well, Natalie, be safe out there, and good luck, and certainly appreciate all the effort.
Thank you all so much. We couldn't do it without all of y'all's help.
We're happy to do it, by golly. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Interesting. Weren't we just talking about Lance Armstrong last week when you were on the show?
We were talking about it. Yeah. I don't necessarily believe that she hasn't had any backlash about it. But, I mean, obviously, you can't, like, blame these kids for anything. What they're doing is amazing. It actually reminds me of, like, it's just a great thing to do, like, after college and something in an experience that you can, like, share and say that you did. I think it's a wonderful thing. I went backpacking after college, and it's something that I can say that I did forever and ever. And at least these people are making it a huge difference.
I wish I would have screwed around for a month after I got out of school. I didn't.
In Canada, everyone takes a year off after high school.
I couldn't have taken a year off, because if I had taken a year off, I might never have done anything.
But you know what people say that? I took 3 years off. I took 3 years off between high school and college. I went back in my fourth year. So I went back to college at like 21, almost 22. And it's the best thing I ever did. Because if I would have gone to college at 18, I would have done like with what every other 18-year-old does, is just like kind of screw off for the first 2 or 3 years of college and then finally figure it out in my last year.
Yeah, but I was working towards my degree. I didn't exactly light it up, I wouldn't say academically, but I did well enough. It would be cool, though, to take a little bit of time. I'll maybe encourage my kids to take at least a month. That'd be fun.
Everyone in Europe does the same thing. 1 year off.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah, you guys definitely don't do that. But everyone that I'd say 80% of the people I knew, everyone did that.
Yeah, she definitely had the company line answer ready for us when she called us for it. She didn't have any answers as to where she's been or where she was going, but she knew exactly what to say when I asked about Lance Armstrong. And again, you talked about the kids and not looking down on them, and certainly you shouldn't, and you appreciate the effort. And the Livestrong Foundation has certainly done a ton of good over the years. So, I mean, there's a lot more positive than negative. It's just unfortunate that the guy that is out in front of all this, you know, turned out to be a cheater. It's really kind of a sad thing. It's a huge black eye on what was otherwise a great story. And it's a great organization, and none of that's been tarnished. I mean, they're still doing great work to fight cancer all
Absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely. We can't at all hurt those people whatsoever. I mean, that's not their problem that he's kind of a you-know-what.
Right. He's a cheater. You can say it.
Well, I was going to say something worse.
Well, I don't even know if he's something worse, but he's a cheater for
sure.
Oh,
no, he's definitely something worse. But go ahead.
So?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think he is?
I'm not allowed to say it.
You want to call him a liar? You want to call him a jackwagon?
Yeah, something okay. Along that line. Sort of bag.
Huh?
Some sort of bag.
Bag,
very
You want to call him
word.
A Delta Bravo?
Yes, exactly.
I gotcha. Okay, we have codes for things that we can't say in the
air. Oh, I gotcha. I obviously haven't been here that long.
I will get you his own handbook, my friend. That's right, little chicky. Little chicky means Christina LaCure, apparently. That's in the zone handbook. I didn't know.
You know, that's bothering you way worse than it bothers me.
It was just so stupid, I don't know what to say. I don't know what else to say. It's okay, it happens.